Here's the finished product of what we've created in this Fireworks CS4 tutorial in just a couple of minutes with no programming knowledge. Just using a folder full of images, isn't that nice? In this Fireworks CS4 tutorial, I'll show you how in just a few minutes you can create your own flash-based image gallery slideshow that has slideshow mechanism and manual thumbnail click mechanism for your users, and you can make this all within just a few minutes, and you don't have to have any flash knowledge, and all you have to have is common sense on how to click a few things, and that's really all it is clicking on a few things. So let's go into commands in Fireworks CS4 and you go to create slideshow there. Now once that comes up, you go to add. It says current open files. You just go to the little browse button here, and you can be in say you're in My Documents, go into My Pictures. Any folder you have could be 100 pictures in it, and I'm gonna go to my Uncle Ed's pictures here and Control A to select them all and press done. And now they're loaded in there, you just press OK. And there it is, it says Ed's. See, there's all the images right down through there. And you can rename all the images here if you like. And you can go ahead and set some parameters for the slideshow. You title it right here, just put Ed's Pictures, Uncle Ed's Pictures, and then you put a description, his pics, and here you pick the player you want. So say you wanted a black flash player, there it is there, you can see it. It says it has an auto start feature and allow clicking of the images. You click that and it allows you to users to open the image in a new window if they click the images, or you can choose to not select that feature. Auto start feature for the slideshow or not, and select the album. Then you select all kind of other properties here, like the thumbnail for the album, you select that here, the background for the album, the description, that would be near the thumbnail, caption settings, filter settings, you can apply filters to all albums, and the slideshow properties are here. Now this is how the duration of how long the images will stay on, if they're going to be in order or randomized, and all kind of settings you can set there, and export options are right here. Now after you go through all your settings, it says export images. So what it's going to do is it's going to resize all your images and create thumbnails as well. It's going to make an XML file and create slideshow. I'm going to just put it on my desktop, so let's go to all the way to desktop, select desktop. And here you can set the width for your large images. I'll just say 640 by 480. I want them a little larger. The thumbnail size is great. I'm just going to export thumbnails. Image quality is 80%. Enlarge images to fit. That sounds great. Create. Tell me that wasn't easy. Now you don't have to be a flash programmer, you don't have to be any kind of programmer to do this. You saw the steps involved. I just grabbed some folder full of images, they were really big images as well, and right now what it's doing, what you're seeing now, is the resize process, the batch resize. It's doing a batch image resize of the large scale images and the thumbnail images, making little folders and setting them on my desktop. And all I would have to do is upload this to my server in the correct directory structure, and bada bing bada boom, in 2 minutes you got a full-blown flash slideshow, a thumbnail click gallery with as many images and galleries that you want in it. You can put extra galleries in it as well. Let's go ahead and launch it. It's going to come ActiveX, allow, okay. And there's the Ed's album here. And if you would have set more albums, if you would have defined more albums while setting up, they would be all listed right there, as many as you want. And then when you click an album, its thumbnails show up here. It's really nice. Cool little effects on the thumbnail when you go over them. And, wow, that's a great picture. Yeah, my Uncle Ed's wife is an artist. She does really nice paintings. And, I really dig that one, too. But I didn't set a thumbnail. If I would have set a thumbnail in the settings, where I was showing you the settings, it would show up right here. And then if you had more albums, they would all show up. It's a really cool setup. And you can also take this HTML page here that is rendered out. I'll show you. And we're all finished there, so. Let's drag this over a little so you can see what was put out. Okay, we have the folder called Ed's, which it created automatically thumbnails and the 640 by 480s that I defined. And there's a scripts folder. There's an AC run active content script. And the index file. And that's the one you can just open in Dreamweaver. Open that in Dreamweaver and manipulate the way it looks. And put your header for your website, your footer, and all that good stuff. Okie dokie.